point, Ikhwan, about something that happened in these last few days, in this last week. There's a recording that is being passed around, and the reason I mention that is we're reading from the explanation of Sheikh Rabi', Sheikh Rabi' ibn Hadi al-Madkhali, our Sheikh. May Allah preserve him. There is a recording that is being disseminated and spread, yani, from a number of different websites and individuals by text message and the likes of this, of which Sheikhuna Sheikh Rabir is stating on the recording that he says, "I am not the, yani, the imam of the science of jarh wa ta'dil, the science of praise and criticism, the science that of refuting, yani, those who are upon innovation and removing, saying that they, you know, classifying or ruling that they are not upon the sunnah, yani, based upon what the sheikh has, or the person has seen from the actions and the statements of those individuals." So the sheikh, he says, "I am not, yani, don't call me this. Yeah, I don't allow anyone to call me this, right? Don't go to extremes as it relates, yani, you know, to me." So there are those, Ikhwan, who are now passing the statement around of the sheikh. And what they intend to do by this, Ikhwan, is to say, "See, we told y'all." So what they're trying to do, Ikhwan, is they're trying to make the argument that what the sheikh has come with from praise and from criticism of the men and of the groups and of the books is null and void. This is what they would like to try to achieve from the statement of the sheikh. What needs to be understood, Ikhwan, is that this is actually from the virtues of our sheikh. Because what it shows is tawadur. What it shows is humility. That the sheikh is a humble man and does not desire that anyone praise him. As people are praising the sheikh, maybe in his face or like this, and the sheikh is trying to stop the people from praising him like this, because the sheikh is a man of humility and doesn't like that people praise him and go to excesses as it relates to his person. So therefore the sheikh was only checking the people out of his own humility and out of his own humbleness. But I ask you a question, Ikhwan. Who is the muhaddith? Who is the noble scholar of the science of hadith of this time, of this era? Who is it? Who knows? Sheikh Muhammad Nasr al-Din al-Albani. Now let's talk about two things about Sheikh al-Albani to clarify this point. First of all, let us say to those individuals who are now quoting what Sheikh Rabi' said, let us quote what Sheikh al-Albani said. Al-Albani, who was the muhaddith, the scholar of hadith of this time period, he was the one who said that Sheikh al-Albani was, Sheikh Rabi' was hamil liwa al-jarh wa ta'adil fi hadha zaman. It was Sheikh al-Albani who said that Sheikh Rabi' is the banner carrier, the carrier of the banner, the flag bearer of the science of jarh wa ta'adil in these times. It was Sheikh al-Albani who said it. So now if you want to say that Sheikh Rabi' says such and such, quote from Sheikh al-Albani. Because al-Albani, the muhaddith of this asr, was the one who said that he was the flag bearer, the flag bearer, yani the carrier of the banner of the science of praise and criticism in these times. Second, there is a recording that we have of which someone was praising Sheikh al-Albani. They were saying Sheikh al-Albani is an alim, Sheikh al-Albani muhaddith, scholar of hadith. When Sheikh al-Albani got his hand on the microphone, he began to weep, Ikhwan. He began to cry. He said, "Do not call me a scholar." He said, "Inni imma in." He said, "Ana lastu illa tuwaili bil ilm." He said, "I am only a minuscule, small student of knowledge." This is al-Albani. Muhammad Nasr al-Albani, Ikhwan, who they would say is the scholar of hadith of this time. The people would testify that al-Albani is a muhaddith of his asr. Sheikh Ibn Baz said, ma'alamu, ala wajh al-ard, a'lam bi ilm al-hadith min al-Albani. Sheikh Ibn Baz, the scholar of fiqh, said, "I do not know of anyone on the face of the earth more knowledgeable of the science of hadith than Muhammad Nasruddin al-Albani." This is Ibn Baz saying this. But what does al-Albani say? "Don't call me a scholar. Call me a small student of knowledge. I am only a small student of knowledge." And al-Albani is weeping, Ikhwan. You can hear him crying on the recording. So now I asked you, are these same individuals are going to now parade the statement of Sheikh al-Albani around? Are they now going to say that every ruling that Sheikh al-Albani made of hadith, the narration is authentic, or narration is weak, or narration is hasan, are they now going to reject those narrations because Al-Albani said he was only a small student of knowledge? Are they going to take the same position with the rulings of Al-Albani that they're now trying to take with the rulings of Sheikh Rabir, because Sheikh Rabir said he was not the carrier of the banner of Jarh Wata'adil or the Imam of Jarh Wata'adil? In the same fashion, Al-Albani said that he was only a small student of knowledge. Are they going to take the same position? And if they agree that Al-Albani is the muhaddith, as Sheikh Ibn Baz said, then they are also going to agree with the statement of Al-Albani that Sheikh Rabi is the carrier, the flag bearer of the science of Jarh Wata'adil in these times. They cannot have it both ways. Also, Ikhwan, from our scholars, Sheikh Saleh Al-Fawzan, from the noble scholars of Al-Islam, Ikhwan, a faqih, a scholar of fiqh, yani mu'assil, one who establishes principles, yani brings the established principles in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sheikh Fawzan is recorded as saying, Ikhwan, I am not an alim. I am not a scholar. I am a small student. And then he went on to say, whoever says I'm an alim is a jahil. Fawzan said, whoever says I'm a scholar, he's an ignoramus. So now what do we do? Do we understand that to mean now we're going to reject the many rulings that we have from Sheikh Al-Fawzan? We understand what it means. We take it in its context. This Sheikh is a man of tawadu. He's a man of humility. He is a humble man. What do you want him to say? Ana a'lam an-nas? Ana allama? What do you want from him? He is a humble man. He is a man of humility. Al-Fawzan, Sheikh Rabi', Al-Albani. How many times did we used to hear Sheikh Muqbil Ikhwan when we used to sit before him and people used to praise? He say, "Wallahi Ikhwan, huwa laysa min kathrati ilmina, wala min quwwatina, huwa min fadli rabbina." How many times did the Sheikh say, "Don't think that anyone returns to us or looks at us because we have abundant knowledge"? Sheikh used to say, "We're du'afa." Sheikh used to always say, "We're du'afa. We're weak." This is what Sheikh Muqbil